Welcome back to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and I'm here with my wife, Lindsay.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about woof and woofers, the Woof USA program, probably, and woofing and woofers and stuff like that. This is episode 25, in case I forgot that. But before we get to that, we have a few, an exciting announcement. I talked about it last time, so I'm just reminding you all that we are going to be having a workshop on October 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2017. And you can find out more about that. It's a three-day intensive workshop about organic gardening and raising animals and processing animals, raising your orchards, and...
We'll also have some classes, mindset classes, and some motivational talks and things like that that will help you get going.
Homestead business, how to homestead where you're at sort of things. Mm-hmm. We'll have plenty of discussion. The fee includes all of your meals and lodging and pretty much everything you need for the 3 days. Just show up with your desire to learn, and we'll take care of everything from there for the next 3 days.
I'm really excited. We're going to have some pretty awesome welcome packets or goodie bags or something like that for you guys. We've got some cool things planned. So.
Oh, yeah.
Please. Oh, wait. If you're interested in doing that, you should go to our website, havenhomestead.com/sustainablelifeworkshop, and you should have we'll have all the information there.
And if you just go to our website, you can look under the events tab. Mm-hmm. And that has, when you scroll over the events tab, the Sustainable Life Workshop should be drops down. You can click on that and then find out all the information there, and also sign up for it, register on the bottom of that page. Also, don't forget about our Patreon page. That's www.patreon.com/havenhomestead. And you can support us there, support the show, support the work we're doing here to help you and others live more sustainable lives. And I also want to say thanks to Janice, she's our new patron, for coming out and helping us continue this work. So now that's all the bills are taken care of, so to speak, the verbal abuse, we're going to get onto our subject at hand, and that is woofers and woofing. So we just signed up for our Woof USA
account,
yes, and if you want to sign up for it, I think, you know, it costs. I'm not sure if it costs for, does it cost for the woofer themselves?
I think everybody pays a membership fee.
Yeah, to keep the site going.
Right, and you register as a farmer or as a volunteer or something. What is that called? What do they call it? Hold on, let me look.
Woofers?
Yeah, just woofers. Okay. Woofers. If you're a volunteer, you're called a woofer.
Oh, good.
So woofers and hosts.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
So we're going to, so we signed up to be a host. Tell us about that. What did you put us down as?
So we are listed as Haven Homestead in Onalaska, Washington. So if you're interested in looking at our farm profile, it's there. It's
woofusa.org.
There you go. woofusa.org/farm/haven-homestead/. And that'll get you to our profile page. And basically what it is, we need to talk about what woof is first. Mm-hmm. It's they say it's a cultural and educational exchange program. Basically, woofers come out to the farm. They kind of gain a better, more solid connection of, you know, where their food comes from. And you can have woofers that stay for a short period of time or a longer period of time. You can even just have day woofers. It's an opportunity for woofers to learn about organic and sustainable agriculture. Kind of gets them connected to their food.
They take the skills away with them.
Right.
As well.
It gives the farmers an opportunity to have a little help working on the farm, because we all know that working on a farm is hard work, and the more hands we have available, the more efficiently we can get our work done. So it's an opportunity to share work and experience, and I think it's a great program.
And we're open for woofers now, right?
Mm-hmm, we sure are.
We're available to accept the woofers, so we're kind of excited about that. When you sign up to be a host, you kind of write a little bio about yourself and how long you're willing to let people stay for, and just kind of the basics on your farm so they know what they're getting themselves into and if it's something they're interested in, you know, whether you'll allow pets to be on your property if people want to bring their dogs or whatever. And
Can even say if your children are
yeah, if you'll,
friendly as well.
yeah, if you want. So I guess if you're gonna, if you want only adults or you don't want, you know, it just depends on the personality of the host, I suppose. We like kids. Our kids love kids. So it kind of makes sense that we can do young families and stuff like that, have them out. Got to be able to feed them
Yep. So you have
and
to
house
provide
them.
food and lodging for the length of their stay. If it's a day visit, then you don't need to provide lodging, just food for the day. But if they're going to stay any length of time, you need to provide food and lodging for them. And they provide you with about a half day's work for that. I think they said maximum 6 hours.
Yeah, it's like 4 to 6 hours or something is normal, yeah.
And it's not a free work program. They say that it's really important that this is not slave labor. This is not a indentured
What?
servant program, because as much
Aww.
as you want someone to like rub your feet all day long, that's nobody else's job but mine.
Never mind, I'm gonna delete it right now.
Well, don't you do that.
That's right.
So it's not a free work program. It's just an opportunity for farmers and woofers to connect, and there's an exchange of work and an exchange of education
Right.
and culture. It's
Well,
a good way to exchange
and
culture too.
as the other workers go and work in, you know, on other farms, then they can bring that knowledge here as also kind of like a vector for new education and
They can be like, well, at the last farm I stayed at, we did this and it worked really well. Do you mind if we do that here? And we could
yeah,
be like, totally,
maybe it'd be
that'd be
something that we could
awesome.
implement yeah. And they could learn some of the things we have and maybe pass it on if they go somewhere else or if they go back and start their own farm or whatever their life leads them to, then they can hopefully help them out.
It is important for the WOOF program. They say it's really important that the folks that we welcome to our farm, it says they would like to learn about organic farming. So be actively involved and share your knowledge in a way that fosters future organic farming. So the purpose of it is to kind of foster a desire in people to farm, to grow their own food and things like that. So
Okay.
it's important that we are out there working with them in the garden and sharing our knowledge, and not just saying, hey, you go over there and you
And you don't pay
put
them,
that fence in.
right?
And right, you don't pay them, there's no money
They don't pay
exchanges
you
hands.
either.
No money exchanges hands.
Except for your membership fee.
Right, the membership fee is.
But to the woofers, you don't have to.
No, and the membership fee goes to WWOOF USA, not to the
Right.
woofers. And what
Yeah.
it does is it helps that it's a. WWOOF USA is a nonprofit organization, and they are basically a list, a directory, of farms and members. And when somebody requests to stay on your farm, you go and check out their profile. If somebody wants to come and stay at our farm, they go and look at our profile. You can see if you're a good fit for that. You can see if they're a good fit for your farm, if a woofer is a good fit for your farm. That could bring us to the next, if you like, safety and not having
Yeah.
crazy people out, right?
Yeah, a lot of people ask us when we have about our bed and breakfast and they say, "So how do you know, I don't want to have people in my house. That'd be weird having somebody stay in my house. Have you had any, you know,
Creepers.
yeah, creepers try to, you know, and
Aren't you worried about sex offenders staying in your place with your kids? Like, people are worried about
yeah,
that.
well, you should be. But what was WWOOF USA have in place for that?
So WWOOF has woofer verification and host verification, and they ask a series of safety and security questions when members register. So their policy is to deny membership to anyone with a history of sexual or criminal misconduct.
But they can just lie.
They're not able to screen every host or woofer individually, but they have provided hosts with links to places where you can go and do your own background check.
So it's like, my name is so and so, and you can be like, oh, well, so and so from this and such place. And then they'll say, oh, nope, he's a, or she's a,
So
whatever.
there's a comments and ratings section on every profile for members, for hosts and woofers alike. And if somebody comes to your place and they're certifiably crazy and they're rude or anything like that, you can complain to them. You can submit a complaint. You can write a negative review on their profile. Woofer has a 3 strikes and you're out. If you get 3 negative comments or complaints, you're out of the program. Hmm. They also have policy that if...
But you can deny them before they even get there. If you search them and they've got something weird, you can just say, no, you can't come out.
Right. And if there's a serious issue, something happens, maybe they have a zero tolerance policy, anti-discrimination, anti-harassment, things like that. They have policies in place to help protect you and help to protect others should anything ever happen. So that's really, I think that's really nice that there's kind of a gatekeeper here that we can check out reviews and we can interview people before they even come out to our farms.
They also have some insurance that protects you, right?
There is an accident. Woof has an accident policy. Yep. It covers woofers for most accidents that would occur while at a host farm. But as a host, we are responsible for covering anything else. And so what we're looking into, and I haven't finished doing this yet, is we're going to call our insurance agency and see if we can get some sort of coverage on our homeowner's insurance policy to help with the guests, both for the Airbnb and for woofers.
Mm, that's a good idea.
That way we're always covered.
Yeah, good. So what are some of the things you can have your indentured servant, woofer, do? I'm totally kidding, by the way. I'm not going to abuse anyone.
Oh, no way. He just threatens abuse. So, woofers can do all sorts of different projects. The primary reason people woof is to learn about gardening and growing plants and things like that. It's the whole organic farming movement. But you can also have your woofers help on like satellite projects, like building outbuildings or repairing outbuildings or things like that. You know, it's important that you communicate with your woofers what projects need done and see if they have any interest in doing those projects. And if they're interested, then there's no reason why they shouldn't be involved with that.
Well, I think some people's farms, it says on the beginning that you're going to be doing market gardening.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you're going to be doing ranching.
Mm-hmm.
Like because it's an organic farm, so it can have lots of different things in there.
Right.
So people have certain experiences mm-hmm. that their farm is geared towards. So you can have these people do any sort of, as long as you put it up front, like we'll probably have to have some people help clearing more land because we have lots of wooded acres. So we'll be having probably some forestry sort of things, or some building sort of things like putting up fence, or some, raising and processing the rabbits or chickens,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or, you know, we've got lots of different things that people can
do. Right. We wanted to see if our woofers could help. I think we'll probably ask our first set of woofers to help us set up the cottage, you know, get the...
For another bed and breakfast.
Either for bed and breakfast or woofer storage.
Or for woofers to stay in.
Right.
And woofer storage, we heard from someone else.
Yeah.
That's why we use that, because it's kind of funny. Woofer storage, you can stack them up in there. Just joking. We'll make it nice.
Oh...
So we're going to try to make that an off-the-grid. The cottage is going to be an off-the-grid, self-sustaining place, hopefully, with its own water, its own
composting
sewer.
Toilets.
Compost, yeah. Its own power supply, you know, mm-hmm. the solar panels and battery bank. And hopefully that's our plan with the cottage, is it's going to be a cool little bungalow out in the woods that'll be...
an artist retreat. That's my vision anyways, not yours.
Why I think that we should do the different kinds of programs, or different kinds of, not programs, but experiences for a woofer, is so that they can have a rounded education. Because if they're always just raising vegetables at these farms, for permaculture, farmstead, or home, or life, I think the animal fit into that cycle. Animals, you'll need animals for, you know, to complete the circle. I mean, all of the stuff in the permaculture manual and stuff has animals. You know, it's important to have animal systems inside your bigger system. They work together. The woods have animals that live in there and eat the things and fertilize and whatnot. So
Well, I think it's also important to teach him how to swing a hammer.
Yeah, what she means by how to build things that are sturdy and because you have to make them, like, if you're going to have pigs, you can't have you can't use chicken wire to get them in, because they can lift the chicken wire up and crawl and go right underneath. They like to root, and so they lift it up with their nose and go underneath. If you're going to have, you know, certain kinds of animals, you have to build the enclosure that is made for these, for the animals. So I think that that is important in teaching people how to take care of the animals
that they'll have on their... How to think about that sort of things. You know, something cool to note is that Woof started in the UK in 1971, and it used to be called Working Weekends on Organic Farms. So the intention was to provide people living in London with an opportunity to participate in the organic farming movement. Woof USA started in 2001, and it has grown to be the largest woof group in the world.
That's awesome. Is there more than 18,000 woofers and nearly 2,200 hosts?
Mm-hmm. Wow, all across cool. the USA, including Hawaii, Alaska, Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. So it's going to be, if anybody listening to this is interested in going out to someone's farm and seeing what woofing is like before they invite other people to come to their farms, I'd highly recommend going on wolfusa.com and seeing what local farms are nearby, you know, heading out to right. a wolf farm. And
that's also, I mean, that's also something they recommend in the woofing welcome packet, or the woofer host welcome packet, is having a neighbor visit, you know, the farms and stuff like that. Not necessarily before you sign up, but they can have, if you're a woofing host, go to other woof hosts and see if you guys can collaborate or whatever sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also they can verify that you are an organic farm, and then they can help you get your verification process. Because if you're verified, that helps you get more woofers, right?
Right. So the verification process is to make sure that it's like a mutually beneficial relationship between the hosts and the farms. And so they have host and woofer verification processes. And it's really good to make sure that everything is in place, so that everyone is getting what they've expected out of the experience.
Like an education, better knowledge on growing methods.
Yeah, just making sure that you're providing sanitary living environment and feeding enough them. Food. Yeah.
So you're not like...
No slave labor.
Back to work, slave! And they're like, please, no more work. You haven't put in your 14 hours today yet.
Oh, so they have also educational resources for hosts and woofers. So many hosts are looking for ways to augment their hands-on learning with some like physical book learning. So Woof USA has provided links to different
teaching organic farming and gardening
classes things. So if you don't feel like you have the knowledge to help them gain knowledge on your farm, then you can use one of these, what is it, the Multinational Exchange for Sustainable Agriculture is the free basic program that you can use to increase your own knowledge, but also that you can make available to your woofers so that they can be getting an educational experience
That's the agroecology. Right.
Right. That's the agroecological. There you go.
But you can also get the certificate there too.
Right.
Agroecological certificate course.
Right. You can offer a certificate. There's a certificate for like $95. You can take the course and get a certificate, and so that's one of the other benefits about the Woof USA program. You can grow as a farmer, like in your agroecological knowledge.
Yeah, that's not an easy word to say. Good job on that, by the way.
Thank you. Or you can help your woofers grow as well with that program. I think that's really neat. It's a free program. I like free.
So if anyone out there is listening and they want to come stay on the farm and learn about woofing, I mean, learn through woofing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, on our farm. Then please do that. Sign up. We're ready to accept people now. And we've got we'll turn some of our bed and breakfast area into woof area. We'll learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives.
Amen, sister. I mean, brother.
I know we've been married for 9 years, Lindsay, but I want to tell you that I'm not a sister. Please come out and visit us on our website until you can come out with, you know, to be our woofer at havenhomestead.com, where you can find out about our podcasts, our workshops, our handicrafts. All this stuff is available at havenhomestead.com. Also, please, we have some videos up on YouTube. Just search for Haven Homestead, I believe.
One word, Haven Homestead, one word.
And you can see our YouTube stuff or Facebook on Haven Homestead 2009 is our Facebook handle. And thanks for listening to the Haven Homestead podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.